In local news, yesterday's Brisbane's Northside played host to the Pacifica Vibes Festival, honouring and celebrating Māori and Pacific cultures. Thousands of people gathered to enjoy traditional performances, food, song and dance as part of the celebration. The festival's theme was Many People, Shared Purpose, All Cultures Working Together So Our Roots Run Deeper, which acknowledged Melanesian, Polynesian and Micronesian roots, connection and ancestry.
RACQ is urging motorcyclists to drop the ego, not the bike, after reporting a 46% increase in motorcyclist deaths between January and April compared to the previous five-year average. Joel Tucker, the RACQ's road safety manager, said that while motorcycles only make up 4% of vehicles in Queensland, they account for a third of deaths on the roads. The RACQ is urging riders to avoid taking unnecessary risks and emphasize the need for riders to drive to road conditions and to their own skill level.
In national news, a long rescue mission on the York Peninsula has resulted in the rescue of a man and his puppy from the old mine shaft. South Australia Police and Emergency Services were called to the site just before 4 p.m. on Sunday as the owner became stuck while attempting to save his dog. The adventurous pup had plummeted 5 to 8 meters down the shaft. Luckily, the two were retrieved before 8 p.m. by Adelaide Specialist Police, South Australia County Fire Serve, and SES crews.
Two cult favorite items are returning to Hungry Jack's after they were taken off its menu following a legal dispute with McDonald's over an alleged infringement on its trademark Big Mac. The fast food chain launched its famous Big Jack and Mega Jack burgers in 2020, but McDonald's immediately sued them for similarities over its Big Mac and Mega Mac range, arguing that consumers may be tricked into thinking its goods were being sold at its competitors' stores. Justice Stephen Burley claimed both burger ranges were similar in appearance and tone, but found it was not to mislead but to invite a comparison and contrast, concluding the three-year-long bun fight. From today, the Big Jack and Mega Jack burgers will be sold at all Hungry Jack stores nationwide for a limited time and will be offered in-store for drive-thru and delivery on the Hungry Jack's app or via delivery partners.
In international news, continuing our bread-related coverage, French bakers have reclaimed the record for the world's longest baguette, reaching a length of 140 meters after a five-year-long rivalry with bakers in Italy. The record, previously broken in 2019, was claimed by 13 bakers using a slow-moving oven on wheels. The baguette took almost 14 hours to make. French baker Anthony Arigault stated that the team was very happy to have claimed victory for France. Much like the record, the baguette was broken and shared with the public and homeless people.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers, becoming less likely in the evening. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.